This is a man's world. But it would be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
Yes.
You have a visitor.
We just don't get random visitors, Leslie. We are an appointment-based only kind of facility. Who is it?
He doesn't want me to say.
He?
Yes, he.
Damien, this is an unannounced surprise. Thank you, Leslie.
Can a brother get a hug at least?
Uh-uh. Seeing how your message said you would be here, what, last Friday? The nerve of you to show up days later and demand contact greetings.
I'm here, though.
You see, that was the problem when we were dating. Everything was about you. Solely about you. When you wanted it, how you wanted it. Never an inclusive thing.
That's not fair.
But it's true.
Damn, you smell good.
Boy, what do you want?
I came to take you to lunch, like my message said.
Your message said Friday and dinner. Today is Wednesday, and it's 11 a.m. No, thank you.
I miss you.
Damien, why are you here? What do you want? I don't have time for this today.
The life of an accountant, it looks good on you.
Oh, you're sitting. Okay, you're staying. Fine. Leslie, can you please hold my calls for 15 minutes?
See, that didn't hurt much.
Damien, listen to me. I'm not going to dinner with you. You have about 14 minutes and 32 seconds left to tell me why you are here.
Okay, I got you something for your birthday and wanted to give it to you in person. I am moving here next month and want to see if we can get a do-over on us.
Boy, you know, it is so cute how you can still hold a straight face after 2 years of just lying to me. You know, and I used to wonder how you did it so well. Then I started practicing it and I think I have it down packed. I miss you too. And yes, I would like a do-over between us.
For real?
Hell no. Told you I've been practicing. Look, I know you got a promotion, and I know that you'll be relocating here for at least 3 years. I also know that your little girlfriend, Sasha, hates the city, so you guys broke up 3 months ago, and now you are here trying to secure some familiar booty with Darian Blue. Ain't gonna work.
Okay, some of what you said is true.
Damien!
Okay, all of it's true. But one thing that is for certain is that I do miss you.
It was nice seeing you. Thank you for stopping by. And maybe I'll see you around the city when you get here permanently.
So you're not going to open the box?
A key?
To my house. I'm serious. I want you to have full access of everything that surrounds me.
This key is 2 years too late. Along with this pretend love affair that you're trying to rekindle here in my office right now.
Wait, are you seeing someone?
That's none of your business.
Yes, it is.
How?
I just want to know.
I'm sorry you still feel entitled to my personal information. When you had full access to me, you fucked it up. Okay? So good luck on your move. If I can assist you professionally in any way, you found your way to my office today. Next time, just make an appointment.
Wow. I do love you, Blue. I never stopped. I just tried to replace you with women who I thought would measure up to you when we broke up.
And how'd that work out for you?
I'm standing here in Atlanta in your office. You tell me.
Damien, take your key.
Nah, you keep it. My office still stands. It always will.
Hey, Ashley, can you see if Dr. Woodcrest can see me today? Yeah. No, nothing's wrong. I just need to get some things checked out. Okay, great. Yes.
Bert sent over the toxicology report from Doc on the drugs Mr. Bronson had in his system the day he attacked D.A. Clark's fiance. He was loaded, like he was damn near trying to kill himself.
Can you see if D.A. Clark is up to a meeting today? Anytime after 3, I'm waiting to see if Dr. Woodcrest can see me today.
You okay?
Yeah. I just think I want to date Mathis now. Seriously.
What do you mean you think? And what does that have to do with your doctor?
I want to get like a full physical, an STD screening and all of that stuff. And I want to ask him to do the same. Or am I doing too much? I mean, we've talked about dating and trying to be exclusive and what that looks like and not wasting each other's time playing games. So for me, this is me not playing games.
Oh, shit. She got the Mathis bug.
Shut up! I mean, I think I really like him.
And this has nothing to do with Damien strolling in here looking good enough to eat. I mean, you're just gonna jump into a relationship right after he leaves?
Don't make this about Damien. I'm deciding to give Mathis a chance. Period.
He put it on you again, didn't he? He must have done something really special this time for you to be all relationship-like.
Get out of my office and go call D.A. Clark and find out if he has availability for today. Please and thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Blue and Mathis sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S.
You like this job? This is Blue. March? Hey, I can barely hear you, baby. What's wrong?
I'm in the hospital.
You're in the hospital? What happened?
When I got home, there were women waiting inside my house.
Are you fucking kidding me?
They beat the shit out of me. Instead of stay out of Michael's personal business or they'd be back.
I'm on the way. I'll get Leslie to book me on the next flight out. What hospital are you in?
Mercy General.
All right. I love you. Bye. No, go home and pack. We have to go to Sacramento. Michael had some women beat March up when she got home yesterday. She's in the hospital, Brick. Yes, find his ass.